Justin, Justin, Marsh, Marsh, 62690. Justin Marsh, this is on 4-6. Chief complaint. Let's see. Beginning of the year, he had a rash all over the body. It's now worse anytime he gets under stress. Our patient is a 15-year-old young man. He's only 15? No way. There's something wrong with this. Ma'am, is this guy really 15? He's had a vasectomy? That doesn't make sense. What's his date of birth?
1970.
Yeah, he's not 15. Let's see. Yeah, this is wrong. What does that say, 1940?
Oh, well, over here shows 1990.
Oh, so he is 15. No.
No.
30. 1990, so he's 33. Actually, this is a 33-year-old gentleman. Comes in with a rash all over his body when he gets stressed out. He also has rash in his scalp and also around his hairline, period. New paragraph, medication. He's saying nothing. Hypertension is his medical problem, but he doesn't take any medication. Surgery, vasectomy, social. He does smoke 20 cigs a day, doesn't drink alcohol, allergy, none, COVID immunization, none. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. He has a family history of non-contributed review of system as above, 156 pounds, 99%, 97.7, 14, 77, 136 over 80, heart positive, swim positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, make sure JVD skin shows no rash in the face, except for the rash that was mentioned above with the scaly rash in the scalp and the hairline. Number one, capitis, tinea capitis. Number two, we'll treat that with Nizoril shampoo and Nizoril cream. Number three, there's no rash on the skin that I can see right now consistent with allergic reaction and or related to his stress. Number four, to return if the new rash returns. Number five, come back in 2 weeks just to make sure that the scalp rash is improved. Next number, he does need blood work, but he wants to hold off at this time until he comes back later. Thank you.